He is the head coach of the Canadian national men's team. He is Octavio Zambrano, and he joins Stephen Brunt and myself on the Jeff Blair Show. Octavio, thanks so much for joining us. Beating Jamaica in the friendly after losing to Jamaica in the Gold Cup, and I know that, you know, there were some different personnel on both of those teams, but how important was it for you and for this team, for this program, to sort of address that situation right away and you know, at least throw down a marker when it comes to Jamaica?
Well, it was important from the standpoint that, you know, we needed to make sure that you know, whatever the style of play that they presented to us, that we were able to overcome it. You know, they gave us they put us in a difficult situation because of the way they played against us, not only against us, but the way they played the Gold Cup per se. And I was anticipating them to do the same, and the onus was really on us to be able to break that. And we did. And so that is empowering for our guys, knowing that even if a team, you know, wants to use a certain strategy that is at one point was difficult for us to overcome, then when we were able to do it later with some adjustments.
How close is the Canadian team to having the kind of identity that you imagine for it? I think a lot of people who have watched it since you've taken over have seen an evolving and a different identity for this team. Do you feel like, you know, that you're close to achieving that?
Well, it's a work in progress, but I am encouraged by what I've seen thus far. The players are talented enough to be able to play this type of soccer. That's not really the issue. The issue is whether we can consistently and do it, and if we can sustain it starting at an early age with the national teams, the Canadian national teams, the U15, U17, U20s, to have the same idea, to embrace that idea of how to play soccer. And if we manage to do that through an applied methodology for all the national teams, then obviously this will not be just a group of guys that played in a certain way, but rather an idea that Canada has embraced as what they want to be known for when they play soccer, and the world recognizes, okay, this is the way Canadians play. I think if we manage to do that, then, you know, we've done a great job. Right now, we are really, really at the embryonic stage of that process.
You know, the obviously the development part of it is a huge, and you know, that's been a big challenge. The idea, and you're right that it's about taking young players and bringing them through the system and having an identity and being successful in the kind of the development side. But I wonder also, with the guys you have right now, with the players that are available to you, what's the ceiling for the group you have right now? Like how you know, what should be kind of the realistic aspirations for this team as it's constructed right now?
It's very, very high. It's very high. But we have to accomplish a couple of important tasks. And there are a couple of players right now in the international game that if those players decide to play for the Canadian national team, not so much decide, but rather the timing is right for them to come to the United States and perhaps play for an MLS team or a CPL team would be even better. But the fact that they are near and that they can play for the Canadian national team, that would accelerate that process of having an elite team able to compete with the likes of the USA and Mexico in much better terms. So we are right now working in all fronts, on the developmental front with the groups, the group that we have, that is a good group, but also looking at adding some pieces to this group. If we manage to, in those three aspects, kind of move the dial, so to speak, you know, take forward steps, I think we can realistically think that come 2022 and the Qatar World Cup qualifying before that we can attain the objective, which is to go to the World Cup.
Octavio, who are those players?
Well, I can reveal it because we have already, this is already common knowledge. It's, I mean, at some point I wanted to hold those names because legitimately those are national team players for both countries. Mm-hmm. One of them is Ricardo Ferreira. He's a boy from Mississauga that left Canada at the age of 15. Well, he's not a boy now. He was a boy then, mm-hmm. A young man, I should say, when he left Canada and he went to Portugal, played for Benfica, had a spell in Milan, and now plays for Braga. He's a player that is eager to come back, that I think we have a very good chance at bringing him back, and he would be an excellent addition to our Canadian squad. We have Brian Cristante, who is also a player with a Canadian passport. He's playing for Atalanta in the Italian First Division. He's an excellent player. He had also spells with the national team of Italy youth. And so in both cases, because they have participated in international competition with Portugal and Italy respectively, there is some work that needs to be done to kind of bring them in, but it's not so difficult that it can be done. The most important thing is whether we can really truly find a home for them here, and they feel that this is where they belong. And obviously looking at the next two cycles of the World Cup and 2026 being the ultimate objective, to have a great team. I mean, these two players, they both are under 25 years of age. They would be great additions.
You know, Octavio, a lot of people talk about, a lot of people are impressed with Alphonso Davies. I mean, Scott Arfield has come here and made an impact. But I have to tell you, someone who's watched this team a little bit, the guy who has impressed me maybe more than any other player in your tenure is Junior Hoilett. I mean, he's engaged. He always seems to be around the ball. He's aggressive. I think at one point, if I'm not mistaken, the Gold Cup, he was leading the competition in fouls drawn, or he was certainly up there, which would suggest that he was engaged. What's been the key with Junior Hoilett? How have you been able to get the buy-in from him?
Well, it's interesting because what you say, and I do agree with you, that he has been a player of note. I would like to say that also, you know, the likes of Sammy Pierre, Michael Petrasso, these are really kids, players that have raised their level of playing. But speaking about Junior and Marc-Anthony Kay and others, I mean, the same with Hamel, etc. But speaking about Junior, we had a conversation about diversifying his game. When I met him and I saw the just sheer talent that he had to take people one on one, to take opponents on the dribble without fear, I was very happy to have a player like that. But sometimes he would overdo it and then get stripped of the ball. I mean, his game was a little bit predictable, in the sense that, you know, when he would get the ball, everybody knew that he would dribble. So we spoke a little bit about this dynamic and how he can diversify his game, whereas he would not only have to dribble, but sometimes he would just cross the ball or when the defender expected him to dribble, he would just play the 1-2 pass. You know, he has a great partner in Michael Petrasso overlapping on the right side. So that gave us that, you know, that dynamic combination of two players that understand each other on the field. So he could play that ball. And then just when Michael Petrasso overlaps and the defender thinks that he's going to give the ball to Michael, then is when you dribble. So this kind of diversity in his game, or versatility, is what really I think has changed his output a little bit more.
Octavio, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much as always.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Octavio Zambrano is head coach of the Canadian National Men's Soccer Team, and he has a Twitter handle at OZ_football.